Good evening. I'm Tom Hewitt here with a KUAC Newsminer update. July, typically Fairbanks' rainiest month, hit the ground with a splash Sunday when the Fairbanks International Airport received 0.83 inches of rain, close to 40% of the monthly average of 2.16 inches. The National Weather Service cautions that adventurers traveling into the eastern Alaska range during the next few days should watch out for rapidly rising water around streams and creeks after the area received 1 to 2 inches of rain Sunday. Small streams in the Fairbanks area may see minor flooding, but larger rivers aren't expected to flood. Today's forecast calls for scattered and isolated thunderstorms with highs in the mid to upper 70s and partly sunny skies. While the official rain tally is compiled at the airport, Weather Service forecaster Ed Plum said a private weather station on Summit Drive north of Fairbanks received 2.5 inches of rain Sunday. The station received 2 inches between 6 p.m. and 7:30 p.m., with the rest occurring earlier in the day. Plum said another private station reported a half inch of rain in 15 minutes. Private stations typically submit data to weatherunderground.com, which the Weather Service then compiles. Lightning striking transformers along Blaine, Yankovich, and Chena Hot Springs roads, as well as trees falling on power lines in the Goldstream Valley, caused roughly 450 Golden Valley Electric Association customers to lose power Sunday. The precipitation didn't tally more rain than June's wettest day. A daily record for June 11th was set for the second consecutive year when 1.03 inches fell at the airport. The Weather Service says in total, 1.73 inches of rain fell in June. The summary described June as warm, wet, and tranquil. Several daily temperature records were set in June. It was the 25th warmest June in 102 years of record keeping in Fairbanks. Fairbanks hit 90 degrees for the first time in 4 years on June 9th, the second earliest date on record, and breaking the previous daily record for that day of 87 degrees. June's average high of 73.3 degrees was 1.7 degrees above normal. June's also the final month included in seasonal snowfall records. Although no snow fell in June 2017 in Fairbanks, the 2016-2017 snowfall total of 83 inches was 18 inches above normal. The State Parks and Outdoor Recreation Division is turning to the private sector to manage 5 Delta Junction area state parks that were partially closed last week due to cuts in the agency's budget. As KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, the division has begun soliciting proposals from prospective contractors to operate the parks.
Nancy Schooley Williams is a retired Delta school teacher who enjoys getting out in the summer and camping in the area's 6 state parks. So she was very disappointed last weekend when she went to her favorite park, the Clearwater State Recreation Site.
The bathroom doors are locked, and for some reason, the handle is taking off the water pump, so people can't even get water.
Williams was among many other unhappy campers and anglers and picnickers who'd gone to the Clearwater or other Delta area campgrounds over the long July 4th weekend, only to discover they'd been placed under so-called passive management, meaning they're sort of semi-closed, accessible but without any of the usual amenities.
I moved here back in 78. Basically, because of that campground, I feel like screaming and hollering.
Williams says she talks with a lot of tourists as part of her volunteer job at the Sullivan House, an old roadhouse in Delta that's been preserved and now serves as a museum of area history. She says the park's cutbacks are going to hurt Delta's tourism economy.
I'm always recommending certain campgrounds, you know, that are good. And now it's really hard to recommend any campground that doesn't have a toilet.
State Parks Superintendent Brooks Ludwig says the agency closed the 6 Delta area parks at the end of last week to accommodate funding cuts included in the legislature's overall state operating budget that was nearly $146 million less than last year's.
We had to wait to the very end of the budget cycle to see whether the money was put in, and unfortunately it wasn't.
Ludwig says the budget cuts forced state parks to shut down the agency's office in Delta and lay off the seasonal worker who took care of the area's parks. That was among 10 positions in Delta, Fairbanks, and Harding Lake that were cut this fiscal year.
These are the folks that do all the painting of the park fixtures, the cleaning of the toilets, the mowing of the lawns.
Ludwig says in response, state parks will try to contract out management of 5 Delta area parks and leave Fielding Lake State Recreation Area near Isabel Pass in passive management. He says the agency had to resort to contracting out 2 years ago when budget cuts forced reductions at parks around Sitka, and again last year when it cut funding for Valdez area parks.
It's just unfortunate. fortunate that we can afford to run them.
Ludwig says the contractors must maintain the facilities and keep them safe. He says they'll have to pay state parks a flat fee up front, and in exchange, it'll get to keep all the fees it charges park users. He says that'll likely increase the cost for those users, who may, for example, see the price of renting a space in the campground go up from $15 to $20 a night.
We've got some interest out there. You know, I've been contacted by at least five or six people that are interested in potentially putting in a proposal.
Ludwig says Delta area parks generate an average of $80,000 a year, most of which come from its Clearwater and Quartz Lake facilities. He says proposals must be submitted by July 21st and that State Parks hopes to award a contract by mid-August. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
For more on tonight's stories and others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I'm Tom Hewitt.